We just have one more micro topic, only 15 minutes slotted into the program for chatting ChatGPT. And I'm welcoming two friendly faces to the stage. Stephen Henderson's back and Brent Terman as well. Afterwards, we'll have a pickup lunch and come back in for Texas Star Award.
Okay, we will be brief. We don't need, let's see if this clicker works. Perfect. I am Brent Terman. I am the immediate past chair of our amazing, awesome section. I'm also a litigation partner at Bell Nunnally in Dallas. We heard this guy talk earlier. He will talk more in a minute, but we only have 15 minutes. And so quick question, show of hands, I'm not gonna call on you for follow-up question or anything. Who in here has used ChatGPT? Okay, great. If you haven't, that's fine. Like I did. I was kind of late to the game. And we have a demo we pre-recorded because I'm a litigator. I have a tendency to like to talk. We don't have much time, so we knew we'd have it short if we had a demo. So a couple weeks ago, Steve and I recorded a demo showing you just a couple of ideas. If you haven't seen how it works before, just watch this. You'll get an idea.
All right, I consent to this being recorded. Let's go. So we are on the homepage here for ChatGPT. We are working with 3.5. And so, Steve, we do different things. I'm a litigator. I love jury trials. And I will never, you know, get this to write a script for me, but I want to just get the juices flowing, get some ideas. So right now, I'm going to ask ChatGPT to draft a very brief opening statement for me. I want you to think about it and tell me what kind of case this is going to be.
All right. So, an opening statement, jury trial. Let's say it's a defamation case. And maybe a defamation case involving, I don't know, a famous person. So let's say that you represent the plaintiff, Elon Musk.
Ooh, I'm getting very Texas. Okay.
I guess so.
Who is Elon Musk suing?
Let's say that he's suing, another famous Texan, Joe Rogan.
I love it. That's pretty new age Texas right here.
And one thing I think is always fun to do is let's give it a little bit of context. So if you're representing Elon Musk, what would you want the jury to know about Elon Musk maybe in like one sentence?
Yeah. And so it'd be a much easier here if he was going against like an every man or someone who's not Joe Rogan. Sure. With this, I'll say, even though Elon Musk is powerful and rich beyond measures, he still deserves a fair trial.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to prompt it. All right, and so it starts off by writing you, I don't know, about four paragraphs or so there. Let's see what stands out. So it's
like here, while it is undeniable that my client is a man of extraordinary success and wealth, we must remember that even those who stand at the forefront of innovation and progress are not immune to the devastating effects of falsehoods and baseless accusations.
Got it. So it's giving some context, maybe not exactly in the way I would do it there, but it is giving some context. You know, a clear picture of the damaging consequences as we embark on this legal journey together, uphold the sanctity of law and the fundamental principles of fairness. So there's something poetic to what it's writing here. It's not just...
I want you to knock out that last paragraph for me real quick. I want to hear this out of your mouth.
As we embark on this legal journey together, I urge each and every one of you to uphold the sanctity of the law and the fundamental principles of fairness. All right, that's probably enough.
That's enough. Okay, so it's not just for litigation. It's not just for law. But let's look at what has happened on the transactional side, how you can use ChatGPT. Stephen, what is something that you do in your practice?
One thing that we do would be writing demand letters. But actually, you know, when you're a practicing lawyer, sometimes you have to write a demand letter on behalf of yourself. So let's say maybe a client hasn't paid you their legal fees and those legal fees.
Oh, okay.
Let's say $10,000 US. So that's real money, not Canadian.
Thank you for clarifying here.
All right.
Make it very aggressive.
Yeah, so I was going to say, let's give it a tone. That's good. All right.
It's all caps, okay.
You start off with some all caps, as you say, they're flagrantly neglected. It's distressing and utterly intolerable, a final and unequivocal demand, a crystal clear warning.
Yes, I love it.
Like this, the tone of this is certainly aggressive. Is there anything else that strikes you in it?
I mean, that's it. You're leaving us no choice. I like this at the end. Do not underestimate the seriousness of this situation.